Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive to right field. The ball gets by Wingo. Rice fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Shires moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shires tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea bunts towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo moves to third. Tavener moves to second. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stone chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Shea fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Shea. Shires goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blackerby strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Shea and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taubner hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Stone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires moves to third. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blackerby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shires scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Blackerby moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Swanson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stone strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Blackerby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Jackie Tavner. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Merv Shea. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noon moves to second. Jack Warner pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Blackerby is chasing the ball. Stone rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Jack Warner now playing shortstop. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Shires takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Shires moves to second. One out. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Com is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.